And I thought I was saved to go out here.
No, nope, you're done. You're doomed.
Hey, Ben Allen.
Doing all right. Short night, but good day,
actually.
Yeah, very short night.
Good depth of chorus is in the Central States District. Not a bad contest to do. So Nathan?
Yep.
Alan Gordon.
Nice to meet you.
In the senior category.
Gentlemen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Great.
Good. There's no CAs over here, but I'm gonna start. Are you expecting more?
Hopefully. Yeah.
You're open? All right.
We're gonna meet in this little room.
Good. Well, we'll start by chatting, and then as we get more guys, we'll see if we can work on the singing and working on some of that stuff. So how many guys, any first timers? First time competitors?
Yeah.
They're not here yet. Yeah, so you say there will be a couple, I believe.
Okay. Well, then maybe I'll save the description. Most of you probably know what the senior category is looking like. Pretty strong agreement with you guys today. Dear Heart, 71-71-70. Tomorrow may never come, or tomorrow
is promised
to no one. I just write the first words I hear because my title doesn't count, thankfully. 71-69-69. Dead center in the B category, right where we're using the word frequently all the time. Frequently in tune. Pleasing vocal quality, frequently unit, frequent expansion quality, frequent vocal expression. So a lot of good things happening a lot of the time. The flip side of that coin is, obviously, inconsistency is the hallmark of that mid-B level. Where can we take this up really well, translate and continue to translate, take away the lower end of the range, add more on top, and your overall score is likely to climb. How did you feel in your performance today versus what you're rehearsing versus what you're expecting, that kind of thing?
I felt a little different from when we were in our warm-up room, obviously, because we get this sound back at us, like in the hall that we were in. So on stage, obviously, we don't get that sound feedback like we do in the rehearsal hall. I felt pretty good this morning.
Yeah.
I feel great at having 70, good. 71 right now.
Good. How does that, so is that an improvement over where you expected at least?
We were probably singing in the 73 range last year, 74s, but we've also taken a hit in numbers of men, and so we're in our median ages kind of up here, so I'm very proud of what we've done.
Good. I would have been there. Absolutely nothing wrong with what's happening here. One nice thing we immediately picked up on listening to your group is your bass section and your lack of weight in the bass section. The bass section has ping, brilliance, which helped keep pitch up, helped keep buoyancy, helped keep some of the muddy sound you can hear from some other choruses there. And then Leeds had one of the more positive things, and also one of the things I'd like to target once we start singing. Leeds, you have very good command of the lead part. You know, you're very lead-like. You have personality in your voices. You have good placement that keeps the melody out front to our ear. It's pleasant to listen to. The one flip side is, though, that we don't all agree as to which personality we're going to choose. Okay, so I hear several different lead types of voices. I hear a brighter guy, I hear a warmer guy, I hear this kind of vowel, I hear that kind of vowel, and they're all good, but in a chorus situation, we need them all to be in agreement. So that's something that was a coin toss. Baritones have a very inherently rich sound, which is good and is an element of your voice we don't want to lose. But given that I've just said how bright and light the basses were, and the leads had, generally speaking, that forward command, if you have a baritone sound that's a little woofier and a little on the darker fill side, you get a little bit of a mismatch, and it can have a different texture, so there's ways to bring that out. Tenors, I noted nothing of substance for you, which to me means you stayed out of the way like good little boys, got out of there. I will say, overall, tomorrow was meant for promise to no one. I heard and I mentioned this right away as soon as the curtain closed, and we knew ahead of time who we had for evals because they had to set up rooms. And I said, I'm gonna have a good time here because I hear a high B chorus in there. You know, and there's just these things getting in the way. Agreement things, on the ballot, some synchronization things where they maybe lacked a little bit of patience on some of this stuff where there could have been vulnerability, and I think you might have been holding them back a little bit, but some of the guys wanted to go forward with a little more, you know, angst and just that sense of forward motion where the lyrics didn't beg for it, you didn't beg for it.
I was holding back too much.
No, I don't think so. I think they need to follow you on that one.
Okay.
I said be patient. Be patient, be patient, be patient. Because the lyric demands patience and a little respect, you know. And it's one of those songs.
We were feeling that in the warm-up room earlier. Feeling exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, just maybe getting a little excited about it, getting a little anxious. Do you think we have substantial representation at this point in time? Let's see if we can get into some singing. We may have to close the door.
Go ahead and stand up and let's.
I have a unit.
Let's go ahead and circle up. Why not get in our circle? Are you sure? Alan is familiar with people singing in a circle?
Yes.
I did take part of the stage.
We can get some even spacing. So as everybody leaves that side of the room and goes to that side. This will work.
No, it's a circle. We'll complete the circle. We will complete the circle. Hold hands. Kumbaya. We're going to work it. Cool. Let's start with the ballad. Since it's slower, we can talk about some techniques and some strategies that can help us look at some of this stuff.
All right. So, in my
Piper app.
Piper is not here, so they're young boys. They have to leave early.
Yeah. They're watching football.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet untold. Look me in the eyes and let me say may the soul of my endeavor to reach and touch your own.
Good, good, good. We're going to listen to the lead solo of that, but may make one general comment of permission to the rest of you. This is a challenging piece of chords and arranging. Would you agree?
Yep.
Right. I think from a technical standpoint, you're handling it well. I think the one thing it's lacking is your confidence in the fact that you're handling it well. There's a little hesitancy in your technique, a little lack of support where you don't want to be the guy to overstep it and mess things up. So what instead you're creating is, at times, an unsettled tone, an unconfident tone. Maybe the vowel is just a little wishy-washy rather than saying, you know what, that's an E, that's an A, that's an A. And if you guys just embraced your skill with confidence, I think you just add some elements that would bring up, shore up the bottom end of some of the inconsistencies itself. Trust that you're handling it well and go ahead and step into it. With that being said, leads, why don't we hear you by yourselves, please?
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. Can we sing that again and just stay on that same high pitch? Put your hand in mine. Da, 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 da.
Put your hand in mine.
Just stay up there. Good. Try it again.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Let's go ahead and put it up there. Put your head in mine.
Put your head in mine and walk with me.
good, good. So you took a little weight off so that you could get that accurately. Go ahead and make sure that even though you're singing softly, that the details of your sound are not as soft, per se. So the vowel is going to remain just as open. Detail of word sounds are going to remain just as detailed, okay? So let's stay that high one, but put your hand in mine and walk with me together. Put that detail in there.
Put your hand in mine.
Don't rush that. Put your hand in mine. He's giving you clear beats. Make sure we're putting the vowels on those beats.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. Now let's go back to the pitch. Put your hand in, but still straight across. Put your hand in mine and see.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. Improved. However, did you guys notice that they were able to sing a third above that with no problem? But when I bring you back down to the regular pitch, it also sounds like the highest note of your range. Even though I know you have a third above it, once I give you a new pitch, you're like, okay, I can settle everything down to that one. Why don't you keep everything open to that third above it here, but you're going to sing here, but remember you have enough to be here, but we're going to put you here. So don't make that sound like that's the highest note in your range, because I know darn well it ain't.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Ooh, does that sound a little more unified there? Okay, good. Go ahead and now let's go back to your regular notes. But make sure you keep that same ease. Don't compartmentalize your voice based on the exact pitch you're singing at that moment. Open up your whole voice all the time, so that high to low, you're going to have that same unification. So now regular notes.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Keep going.
To a place our hearts can weather, lost stories yet untold.
So there were a little thing, hard out of context to remember where we were. Very good. So some note things, but the key to pick up on is now I'm hearing some of your vowels. You're starting to listen to each other and make similar decisions. You cannot let your personal strengths and weaknesses affect the sound of the unit, right? At any given point in time, and this applies to all parts, you can be one of three things. You could be a zero, okay, which means you're contributing, but you're not necessarily, this ain't in your wheelhouse, but you're phonating, you're in tune, you got the basic boxes checked, all right, and you're not in the way. You can be a plus one, perhaps, you know, if you're the higher lead singer in the section, once we get to the higher notes, you're the guy who can help strengthen that sound. You're the plus one up there, okay, or if you're the lower, warmer guy, maybe on the lower notes, you take over some of the character of the section or contribute to that more. The other thing you could be, though, is a minus one, which is what happens when you're not aware of your strengths or your weaknesses. You're really the low voice, and you're the guy trying to sing loudly on the high pitches. Okay? Or you're the high guy, and you're trying to grind it out on the low stuff. No, there's someone else there. What you want to be is, at your weak points, become a zero. Don't try and work so hard that you become a minus one. Just be a zero. Just say, I got other guys who are going to be the plus one. And if I could just keep my voice in place, in line, the vowels, the pitches, you know, I'll just be kind of in this. And then when it gets back to my magic moment, I'll be a plus one again, that kind of a thing. Okay? Try it again and see if you can be a judge of where your strengths are. And then in your weak part, a minus one could also be the guy who is so unconfident in what he's doing that he shuts down his voice, and this becomes a minus one, right? So at the very least, if you're going to be a zero, you have to at least have the basics down. Open, supported, singing the pitches and the vowels that we're requesting. If you can get that at a minimum, then you're a zero, and you're doing all right. That's a good thing. One more time with just the leads.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together. ice our hearts can weather, love stories yet untold.
Good, yeah, except for that little, still got some note disagreement in there that we're going to want to figure out. But from a vocal standpoint, you guys hear the lack of fighting now in there. Maybe they've got more of one voice. Good. Basses, why don't we add you onto that, please? And do make sure you don't do anything I've asked the leads to do, because that would just be a waste of time.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Good. So we already know the strength of that bass. You got an easier placement. You're not weighing it down. Fantastic. Feel free to join the leads in the melodic approach. Don't follow them. Don't wait for them, especially since you have a director. Put your hand in mine and walk with me. Take some of that same thing. Take some of that same melodic approach so that you can stay in sync with them both harmonically and from a literal timing point of view.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
Don't push that basis.
To a place our hearts can weather, love stories yet untold.
Nice. You can hear the chords starting to form, right? So we're creating overtones within a section, to where we don't have to rely on all four being together, and already the confidence is building in this. Can I hear lead baritone real quick, just for those couple lines? Baritones, be that anti-lead, be just as participatory in laying out the artistic groundwork.
Put your hand in mine.
Okay, try it again. Baritone's a little heavy-handed, would you think? Put your hand in mine. You're singing a barbershop baritone part. Think of this as if this were the melody. This is God's chosen part, right? We all baritones got to stick together. Put your hand in mine and walk. Have the beauty in your part. Even though the notes are weird, the delivery doesn't have to be. Okay?
Put your hand in mine and walk with me. Our hearts can weather love stories yet untold.
Good. Just sing that last told sound there.
Told.
Good. And Lee, just sing that by yourself.
Told.
Good. Hear how that lacks volume, but it contains still a lot of sound DNA. It's just got that lift, but they're sensitive to it rather than just told. It's got a sensitivity to the moment. So baritones, if we could add some of that sensitivity, take a little bit of that weight out there. Two parts again.
Told your hand
is
told.
Good. That's all we need there. We need that O, we need a pure. Lee, you're actually a little bit on the sharp side on that one. Let's get all four together, since they were just giving me the 5-minute warning. Tenors, join in there. Make sure you're highlighting sensitively the artistry that the bass has added, the unity that the leads added, the light and the purity and that artistic approach from the baritones as well.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet untold.
Keep going. Good job, tenors.
Look me in the eye.
Start that second, look into my eyes, or whatever that second A line is. As you get louder here, make sure you don't get louder with a volume knob. Find every other tool in the box you possibly can. More lift, better control, better resistance of the carriage so that we have better support. Anything other than just getting louder, but instead get more exciting, more intense, but into that exact same model. Don't change the model we just had on the sauce, because would you agree that up to that point, it's a heck of a lot cleaner than it was, okay? It can be at a louder volume as well. Don't think volume, think more intensity of what it was that you were doing, okay? So take that second A line.
You with me?
Okay, 30 seconds, I promise.
Look me in the eyes.
Look me in the eyes and let me stay forever. May the soul of mine endeavor to reach and touch your own.
Keep that O pure. Good. So that last comment was don't give up on sustained things.
Yeah.
Don't let vowels collapse, because that did happen. That was part of the patience thing that I was looking at. But we're out of time. But clean it. Listen to each other. You have good voices. Make sure you use each other's voices to make your own that much better. All right, guys.
Very much,
you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys.
Oh, there's Ev again.
Are you their coach?
So, let me comment on what you said about expansion in the carriage.
Did you sing
and
with them?
Making sure that there's more support in the carriage. That's the same thing as when we say expand the ribs and make sure that we're staying here instead of pushing it out. Does that make sense? When he says keep that support in the carriage. He's antagonization, he said, in the carriage too. So leaving the ribs out instead of letting them collapse in.
Thank you. That, I believe, is how I was told as a singer in college.
Thanks for sticking around, guys. My name is Doug Smeltz. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And you guys know that we switched over the word, at least from presentation to performance, and you've got one of the stars in the category here and that knows all about it. So I don't think I need to explain what it is. In terms of what you did, right? You know the category from that. I like the yellow tie really sparked out there really nice in terms of the look of course when they curtained open there. Mark was a little bit lower. I don't know why. And after we talked, he says, I think
yeah,
I missed the boat.
His Cheerios is me.
He messed up on that for somehow. But when Dear Hearts and Gentle People was one of my favorite songs because that was my Class Ring Quartet. Actually, that's one of the songs that we started doing in contests when we first started doing it. But you had really good involvement. You had good balance of what you're doing. The dynamic changes were good on that. I really liked what you were doing there. The faces need more energy. In other words, you weren't matching facially or visually what you were doing with your dynamics with the sound.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what our category is all about now. It's being able, like, if when you watch your video, turn off the sound and see if it's as good with no sound on as it is with sound on. Would you buy the DVD or would you just go ahead and buy the CD and forget it? Because that's what it's all about for your public, right? You guys are here one out of 300 or two out of 365 days or 366 days, and the rest of it is all about your product given to your public. Where are you guys from?
Des Moines,
okay. So it's important, right? The important part here is the fact that you're selling yourselves to do performances in your area and so forth like that. And so when you come to contests, the idea is to pick up nuggets that are gonna make you better performers when you're going there. I mean, there's only a few people where you win a championship and you go to your job and you tell the people and they go, well, that's good, but the copier broke. Would you go over and take a look at it? Because I don't really care if you won a contest or not. It's only important to us, but your public loves it when you perform at a very high level and give them back. So that's what we need to do. You like this song. At least it looked like it from my standpoint in terms of what you did. And you had really good forward motion. The other judges put some other context, and course, Sandy just walked in the room, so I won't mention what she said, but supporting the rhythm in this song with the body language is one of the things that was brought up. In other words, there's two parts to it. It's how you carry yourself with your body and how your visual is coming with it. The one judge said you put it on cruise control with what you were doing visually and sold the song dynamically. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I've done with my chorus that seems to work pretty good with that is if I make a good recording and I've got a good, a good sound system, is I match the guys up one-on-one and they lip sync the song and work the visual without having to worry about singing the song. Because if you're not looking at the director, unless you're really, really good, you're probably gonna get out singing stuff like that. But if you have a good recording that you can put through a boombox or something like that, you can work one-on-one with another person. And another skill, but this one doesn't call for it because Dear Hearts goes through, but Promise to No One, Alliance sang this in contest, and I know the song, and the arranger came and spent a day with us. The guy that wrote this, wrote the song and did it. This is deep. And it's a high level degree of difficulty. By the way, you know, we don't multiply the degree If you can sell Heart of My Heart, you know, you can score as many points as you do with this one. But what this song gives you is depth of emotional contact, right? When I sing this, when I first started learning this song, I'm like, tomorrow's not promised to anybody, you know, and I lost my wife from a brain aneurysm. One day she's there, the next day she's not there. And it really hit hard on me, and I could emotionally get into it. And as a performer, you have to find a way that you can use that story that you're each individually told. Now, we don't do one story anymore, because every one of you has a different place you're coming from on the song. And so if you don't have that internalized, so that, and Kevin Keller is going to do a story storytelling at the school they talked about. School, yeah. He's absolutely right. And so he went down to every phrase, and it was all about the song was all about his wife and how he met his wife and how he fell in love and everything. And every phrase in the song, he had a different emotion that he could attach to it so he could sell it with his face. How many of you, before you did this song, wrote a story, a scenario for yourself so that you had something internal to work from?
Everyone.
That is so important. And it was individualized, right? So that you didn't have one story. My chorus, the Singing Buckeyes, just made everybody turn in their scenario to our presentation team or performance team now. So that we knew that they spent the time, and so that's good. And that came across.
We did that twice. We wrote a story, and then also Ev had us tell a story to each other, which
awesome
was fabulous.
Well, that's awesome, and that came out pretty good. Ev, have you talked to him about the beat at the beginning of a song?
No.
Okay. This song didn't have a beat. And what I mean by that is where that 1001 before you start to sing, where I see where the song's going before you even open your mouth, and set the atmosphere of the song. So the song
really
started.
Was the breath and emotion.
It just started.
Went, put your hand in mine.
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
And
I
go ahead too. And do
that. I felt that on stage. I was like,
yeah. So just do that real quick for me. You guys sing for them, but I want you to look them right in the eye and make a contact with two or three of them before you start to sing, and let them know how you feel about them as a person. Just give them that feel. And somebody has, you guys got the pitch in mind already?
Put your hand in mine.
Okay, now, you need to do that better. You know why? Because you're establishing my initial thoughts in terms of your emotional content, your visual content, and everything else in the first three or four measures of the song, and then it's going to go up or down from there. And when you put, you say, put your hand in mine, man, that's deep. You know, you really, you're saying, you're opening yourself up, because if she doesn't put her hand there, you're dead meat, right? So you have to come from the heart when you do this. So do that again and be better prepared to be emotionally involved right from the beginning, okay?
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together.
You can't see it, but there's little hairs in there that are working overtime right now. That was, put it this way, that was 100% better than what you did the first time, and it's still not there.
I have the same problem. Little hairs in there.
Yeah.
Okay, but you got the idea?
I support that.
You get me. Being involved before you ever started to sing that song, by the way, the facial love you put out in the beginning of that song.
Yeah.
And then I would have been at a higher level right there.
I totally felt it. I was like, I'm making sure that I cut you properly, and then I'm going to give you a downbeat and an upbeat that doesn't involve my knees and my shoulders and my head and my toes.
This is a song that Freddie King did with the Pros and Cons back in the late 70s. And in the last 2 years at International, it's been reintroduced a couple of times. I brought it back to these guys along with a hymn, and we introduced it to them. There has been an evolution of the chorus from being a 45, 50 man chorus to a 29 man chorus, and yet at the same time getting better musical skills along the way. So there was a lot going into this phone call that we had an awful lot of stuff going on. It was 10 pounds of stuff in a 5 pound bag. And for what they did, and for where they are, I think they've done remarkably well. For where they can be, the stuff that you're offering them is pretty sound.
Okay, so my score went down. My score went down a point.
Except when your score goes down a point.
only because you weren't ready. To present that song. And by the way, and you know this is true, in the ready room, I've been doing contests for 43 years, and I have got all my feelings are perfect, and we do one last run in the thing, and I go on stage, all of that, you know, can go away. And so you have to be really careful about emotional pull too much before you actually.
I think we might have felt a little bit of that, because we were feeling very, very good about stuff walking out of the room. We didn't even sing the whole song. We were just like, all right, don't mess with it anymore, you know. But
you know, it's also, you know, you just did the up tune. When Alliance did it, we did it first. Because I walked on the stage with my mindset and my story and everything, and I was ready to go. When you have 30 seconds to transition from dear hearts gentle, you know, you're doing all this stuff and they go, put your hand in mine. It's hard to do that transition. So it might have even scored better just by reversing the order of the songs. I know why you did the other one first, because it's more familiar and it's an upbeat and it got you started on the right foot. Untold. Basses have an untold, and they're pretty close to the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody else went, well, they were doing their thing. It's like you guys zoned out on, because you said, well, the basses have it now, so I can go ahead and take a break here and check the score and so forth like that in your mind. That's when you have to double your visual energy of what you're doing. Anytime you're not singing, your face has got to show what's coming up next. If it doesn't, then you get me catching you taking a break. Okay.
Visual coffee break, I've heard somebody say.
To no one. to no one. I mean, there was a big, it got too big too fast there. And it took me out of the mood. You know where that is?
Okay, yeah, in the second verse, we kind of keep that second chorus verse-ish thing going and to no one, and then we come back with.
But, you know, adrenaline sometimes will cause you, adrenaline will sometimes cause you to sing louder. You've got more energy, and so it just came out. And what happens is it took me out of the mood with what you had put me in right there. You were nice and...
Oh, maybe you're talking about the very first one.
Yeah.
I think it's the first one.
It's like a one part does it, right?
Yeah, it's a unison.
Okay.
And no, it's a unison. It's a unison, right?
To no one. Yeah.
If you will,
and then we pull it back, but we hit it too hard to begin with.
Yeah. Took us out of the mood.
Because it changes your whole thing there.
That makes sense. I get that.
Okay.
Yeah,
there's
I know
a unison on if you.
If you.
That was good. That was good. If you could have kept that, whatever you were feeling when you did if you for the rep, I mean, before and after, this would have been.
I get that. That's,
okay. That was really
you
sweet.
You take good notes, by the way.
Yeah.
That's because he's relaying everything that I felt on stage, too. Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
I can tell exactly what he's talking about.
If you love in the beginning, there was a little bit of sync there. It was closer to the beginning of the song, after untold part, everything, like, I don't know what it was. But it was a little syncy. And, you know, that's minor. And normally, if you're emotionally attached to everything going on, I don't even care. I don't care about the sync.
Was there an agreement in the level of intensity among the chorus as to where they were in that song?
If I had my eyes closed, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't get the level of intensity. Who stands front row, stage right? Actually, this is probably not true because I don't know if I fixed it. I was doing stage left and stage right from my position. I realized stage right was over here, but it was stage right number four person. Who is that?
One, two, three, four.
You know who it was?
Would be...
It
would probably be Gene Simon.
It was Lyle and me.
It's either Gene or Lyle.
Yeah.
So it goes Maynard,
John.
Gene,
yes.
Lyle. It's Lyle.
Okay, so I try and find the person that actually is in it the most, and that's
Lyle.
That was the guy. And so what in my chorus, I'll take Lyle and I say, I want you to come out now. We talked about doing the one-on-one thing, but just to see what he's doing, because when he's standing there, you guys you can't see him, except on. If you're on this side of the course, you might look across if you're not watching the director. but he did a great job. He needs to be complimented in terms of what he did, but he's not here. Is he here?
Yeah.
Good job, buddy. Okay. There's also near the end the word time.
Okay.
What's, do you remember?
They know our hearts, they know not time. They know not time.
You didn't finish the word. You didn't finish it, so it got either dumped off or it just didn't finish. And then maybe the energy wasn't there on that song. Okay. But this song is a keeper. Mm-hmm. And I think your audiences can identify with this. There's something in their life that is going to make them go, oh my God, yeah, and feel
it. Can we fourth wall this one?
I think you could. Yeah. But you know, that takes a lot more work on the individual members in order to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, but they've already
that's
worked
shutting your audience
level
out and just presenting them to your own. It's just us, not them. We're just being us, and letting them watch what us is. Did I explain that correctly?
Another technique I use with my choruses, I take them off the risers. And I can do this with a recording again if I want to. Is I like, for instance, in the beginning, how's it start? Put your hand. I have them walk, and then stop when there's something that they really want to say, and then walk again a little bit.
A man and his wife are standing at the graveside. He has a service, and as he turns to her and says, "Put your hand in mine."
you know, go on, and then to find moments that they know is more important to them, or the words mean more to them, and then you might find everybody stopping and turning at the same time when they actually get where they become one with each other. It's a nice little technique, and a lot of times, like I said, so that you don't get lost in synchronization problems, and then you start thinking, and then you're dead meat. You might want to do it with a recording where they can just concentrate on what the words are and go from there with it.
Okay.
Sandy, you had a couple comments you wanted to, I know, because we talked about this with this.
Yeah, I mean, you did Divine mm-hmm. with a decrescendo.
Yeah.
I loved that. It because you said it two different ways, which is very artistic, and those kinds of things carry a great deal of weight with the audience as well. And I just could have used a lot more angst and passion out of everyone. I think, you know, the story is just so compelling, and everybody can identify with it if you'll allow them to. You know, I mean, it's your job as a performer to touch your audience.
This song causes you to have to go and open up.
Yeah,
in order to
it's a very vulnerable place.
This isn't just a piece of cake. This is the real thing.
Are we done?
Yep. Oh. I appreciate the fact that you did this and attempted this song, because it really shows that you went to another whole level in terms of what you do with the chorus. So you're doing wonderful. Thanks, and thank you so much.
A lot of courage.
For singing
yours.
It was
good.
Really great.
Thank
loved
you
it.
Very much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
So to recap a little bit, our numbers in the performance categories were above 70, except we had one guy that was 65 that Ev will probably grab him at some point. Tell him what he did wrong.
That might be me.
You're a music guy. We're talking about performance. So.
Yeah, and I was clear.
Very proud of your performance scores today.
Yeah. Great.
Sorry,
I'm Jan-Åke West in music, and I was clearly wrong because I had a 65 score, and the others had 69. And I'm going to explain why I have to explain myself.
Yes, please do.
I have a lot of explaining to do. So music is about the song and the arrangement as performed by you. I wanted to have more story in both of them, Dear Hearts and Tomorrow I Promised. What is it called?
Tomorrow is Promised to No One.
Yeah, promised. Especially that one, much more storytelling. So in music is really musical storytelling, and you have the performance person here. So did you talk about story?
Mm-hmm. We talked and we put an individual story to the song instead of one story for everybody to try to tell.
Right.
So
do you want to sing a bit? You might have solved.
We can. Yeah. So one of the things that the performance guy was just telling us was he felt as though we had more intensity inside the story, singing-wise and music-wise, than we did on our faces, mm-hmm. performance-wise.
Okay.
But let's play with this. And do you want to go to the beginning, or do you want to go to If You Love Me?
Take right it there. from the start, because the story.
It has to have a beginning.
Has a beginning, something happens in the middle, and there's a resolution. Yeah.
There's a put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet.
Start again, put your hand in mine. Can you get more of the meaning of that, just those words? We also need unity in how you emote. There's a little bit of different involvement. Can I be so bold? Can you all be as involved as your chorus director a little bit more and see what happens.
Put your hand in mine,
oh, yes,
and walk with me together.
Oh, yes.
To a place our hearts can weather, love stories yet untold. Look me in the eyes and let me stay forever. May this soul of mine endeavor to reach and touch.
Once you're in the meat of the song, it's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So the setup, can you talk more about that? We're going to tease out more what you are saying right in the beginning. Put your hand in mine
and
walk with me. Who are you? Who are you talking to? Did you talk about that already?
Well, so we went away from telling one story as a whole to telling individuals together.
Right.
So we're supposed to be feeling our own story, but realistically, it's got to be that person you're telling that story about.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, whoever it may be. It could be your grandmother, it could be your loved one, it could be...
Right. Okay, have you done this, that each of you, are you good friends in this chorus, all of you?
Getting
to be. would you, because this can be a challenge, I know it, actually tell the guy next to you your story, and you have to come up with it right now. So I would, in the context of this song, so it would be something like, when I moved from Sweden to Canada, I felt really lost. But there was this one person that I met. And then she went away. I don't know this song well enough, but this would be very real for me. She came back and she may help me overcome all the insecurities I had when I was brand new. Something like that. It's not enough time to do that here, but would you do that?
We've done that.
You've done
we
that.
We actually did that, yeah.
And what happened?
What happened was it got very good.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier that your job was to adjudicate the song and the arrangement as presented by the performer,
yeah,
and then you state that you were expecting. Now, are we to be going toward what the judges expect,
no,
or what the effect is on the audience and the judge's ability to relate to that?
Absolutely. You sing
then
for
you
an
didn't
audience
say that.
Always. Yeah, that is correct. Your job is to communicate your story to everybody that listens.
When we have more time, there will be more storytelling, there will be more developing of levels of agreement in intensity of the message.
Yeah.
For some of our members, it's very difficult.
It is.
Because they've lost their loved ones. For others, it's difficult because they're 14 years old.
Right. And you know what? If you have just lost someone, I think it's better to not sing that story because it's so, you need to go to the edge, but not over the edge.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You've heard that before?
My goodness. There's nothing new in
Barbershop. Your comments, your comments so far are somewhat contradictory to what the performance category was talking about.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Okay. So, from a music point of view, it's bringing the music to life, and each of you are the performers. So, you are an ensemble, so you need unity, but you are
unity does not mean precision. Unity means simply agreement on the level of
interpretation.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I think what he's saying, and based on what our performance guy said, he was able to kind of turn his eyes off. He could tell that we had some storytelling going on in the music.
Mm-hmm.
I think what he's asking from us is intensify that even greater.
Right.
We have a little bit of, we're doing it with volume because you're watching me go like this and I want that sound. He's wanting it to come from an internalized.
Yes.
That's got to go like that because that's the story that's coming out of us. Does that make sense? So if we connect it to the music itself.
But if I also interpret what you're saying correctly, the chorus is tending to block the story rather than develop the story.
Yes, it's a little mechanical, and I think that has to do with your journey. You are now approaching the 70 level. So when you sing in the 70s, you know, the technique is second nature. So now you need to bring out more of the art.
We're back on the same page.
Yeah, great. Do you want to do a bit on the up tempo?
Yeah, okay.
So here you have a tempo going that can help you with. You still need the story, dear hearts and gentle people.
Mm-hmm.
Are these just people you love in your hometown? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you can use the tempo to just keep it buoyant and happy, if that suits.
Sing it right from the intro. And
there's a place I'd like to be, yes, it's Iowa, you see.
Okay. So we're gonna start. We don't want it choppy. We want the more legato you sing in tempo, the more everything's gonna happen. So we wanna sing phrases, not words.
There's a place I'd like to be, yes, it's Iowa, you see. Friendly neighbors smile and say hello, hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the world to know I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown.
Much better. Do you like that? Just
I do like that legato stuff.
Right.
We worked that even this morning, going from here to here, yeah.
Right.
To here, then to here, to here. Yes.
Right. So now just pull out some keywords here and there, like Iowa. We want to know that you have changed that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And dear hearts and gentle people. And then I think in the second verse, they go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then you can have a different kind of tone. Do you do something visually to help that?
We don't really at this point. We just kind of go.
Yeah. So just give something different, how you feel about them. Can you start again?
Mm-hmm.
There's a place I'd like to be. Yes, it's Iowa, you see.
Yeah.
Friendly neighbors smile and say hello, hello. It's a pleasure and a treat to meander down the street. That's why I want the world to
know
those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because
And what do they do?
Cry till Monday, that's how the weekend goes. How you've got a dream house I'll build there one day, with a big events and rambling roll.
Then what happens?
I feel so welcome each time that I return, and my happy heart is like a cloud. Dear hearts and gentle people who live and love in my
That's great. Are you helping the chorus on a regular basis, Ev? Mm-hmm. Because if you like, one thing that you might do, it could be just what I did here, yell out, and then next, but, because it's just called the think ahead method. Because if we think ahead, it means we do have a story. It means we have something to latch it on. And did you feel that it came to life much more? You had contrast and variety now. And the tempo stayed really good because you made it smooth. So that could be something, if you like. Just cue.
I'm open to any suggestions. We've had not as much time to work on either of these two songs as perhaps we would like to have had.
Right.
The director feels that way.
Yeah.
And I've been knocked down pretty hard with illness in the last few months, so yeah. I've not had a chance to do some of the things I would have liked to have done.
Right.
However, making the switch from a presentation point of view to a performance point of view, mm-hmm. without affecting a music approach or a singing approach is one that's just a little, you balance eggs as you run across the floor.
Finding your way. And I think that will kind of fall into place. Not the eggs, understanding. Yeah.
I think the chorus had a tendency to think through the uptune rather than the...
Yeah.
They felt through the ballad, they thought through the uptune, and that led to some synchronization and led to some bumpiness along the road that
absolutely.
Took away from your legato.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a thing when we perform, we need to turn off the conscious mind.
Okay.
Honestly, there's even been research on
that. See, I told you music judges were different.
Turning off conscious mind puts us right to our default level.
Yeah,
so we find really what our default level is. Yeah. And,
and in performance, it should be in right brain. Did I mix that up? Left is the analytical.
Right's the artistic.
Artistic, yeah, it should be that. Because once technique is in place, we should just enjoy the singing. The way you sang loud at the end, in my hometown, that was just jubilant. You were excited about it. So it wasn't just that you sang loud. It made sense. And that's what we want to go for.
There are only a few of us left-handers in our right mind, though.
And right, there's nothing left on... No. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, especially for men, because we don't want to show anybody. Because it's like that old predator thing. If I show weakness, I get eaten. And honestly, we have that in us. But when we perform, we need to be a bit vulnerable. Need it, and it comes out in the way you interpret songs. And the way you look, I tend to just pretty much head down, but I do look up.
Is the ballad a tune that you would keep?
That I would keep, I would say keep songs that you love collectively. and some songs takes longer to get to like. There is a lot in this song. I mean, I would go over and even suggest that you do line reading. Have you done that? Have one guy just read the lyrics?
We haven't done that.
That's in acting song. The book that I have brought back with me, yes.
Okay. So it applies to music equally, because if somebody... Hello.
Hello.
If somebody reads it, you shouldn't make too big a deal of it. But then usually when you read lyrics, like poetry, they trigger thoughts and emotions.
Okay.
So we shouldn't try to be phony, but just read the words, and then the next guy can read the next line. So you even have... Yeah.
You're on your own time.
I'm on my own. On my own.
The poetic side of it is something that is just not, we have not yet begun to develop those skill sets.
Right.
We're still, in many ways, there's lots of stage presence influence that's filtered through presentation influence that is now trying to turn over to performance influence.
Right.
And the more we get a chance to make this part of our routine of learning music, rather than just notes and words and then hope that we're in tune and the traditional layered on effects, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious about the ballad, because that ballad is one that when it's sung properly and it's sung from the heart the way that these guys are capable of singing, can be a very effective song for this particular group of men.
Right, right. I think you're ready for it now, because if the score is getting up in the high 60s, then it's time to go more for the art.
Yeah, the ambassadors did that.
Yeah. And I mean, you have some ways to go to go where they go, but everybody starts. You sing well. You got a good ringing sound. And when you turn yourself on, that was really good. You are on your own time, so I don't want to take too much time. If you have a book on that, and the reason I'm just turning to somebody, it's as a director, you have a lot to do. So if you have anybody else in the chorus who could just throw in, keep
more alive. Agree. So me trying to do it, as well as trying to think about how to give them a visual cue that means that too.
Yeah, yeah. Was that of some help?
It was. Thank you very, very much.
Wonderful.
Appreciate
it. Great job. Thank you.
So you guys are done now, huh?
We are.
Easy day, man.
Until tonight.
You guys, I'm really happy. I want you to know that, because to take the number cut that we have with some singers that we've lost, and to then put right back on stage that 70 level of singing, that competency level is there. We're showing ourselves that we have it, and what we're doing are the right things. And I believe that we have probably the greatest tool in the book. Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Picking on
right here to help us go on past what we're working on. The thing about what he's saying is everything else has to be internalized, the notes, the words, and the rhythms, so that you can tell the story without any hindrance to the music and the actual production and the technique. Does that make sense? So, and that falls on you individually to know your music and to know it inside and out.
When you guys were singing the lead part as a lead section, and there were three or four different note disagreements in a three or four measure span at the beginning of a song, indicates that it's not been internalized and it's not been learned. That's just got to change. You all heard it. There are no guilty parties. There are nobody I'm pointing any fingers at, but it cannot continue with a small chorus. The smaller the chorus, the more each man makes a difference. And the more he knows what he's doing, the quicker we start attracting other people of our kind who want to be as good as we are. But if you're allowing those kinds of things to go on, all we're doing is maintaining the status quo, and we're going to be forever a 69-70 course. If that, age will have a lot to do with diminishing that. Talent will have a lot to do with increasing that. I enjoyed the performance. I thought you had a lot of energy in that up too. And I thought that when I heard the beginning of the ballad, I thought, shit, we should have sung them the other way around. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah. Yes, Ed?
I agree. I think when I walked back in 6 weeks ago, we came a huge way. Monday night, we're probably going to have some guys come back that we've had here recently. We had one last week. There's tremendous bass. Let's get him in here. We've got a couple of young people that may be coming back. We've got another bass who I had here who I hope is going to come. He's talking about he'd like to sing. We're going to try it for the Christmas show. Nate's going to get the music out, and we'll get some good music we can do for Christmas. And Ron and I met with Jeff Vitato yesterday, and I want everybody to leave here thinking what we just learned, what we just heard, how well we sang. But we're going to take to the board next week to talk about having this chorus go down to Pep School February 3rd and 4th and spend 2 days down there with some of the best coaches in the society. I've done it with the small chorus in Grand County, and it's an experience. And I took a week with Sound of the Rockies at Harmony U. It's an experience that none of us will ever forget, and we'll come away from it singing a lot better. We're going to be helping each other and helping our director if we can do that. So be thinking about that. And if you like that idea, tell the board members, because we're going to be talking about it next week.
And Monday night, we may have as many as 5 guests there. Would you please start wearing your name tags?
Yes, and please go up and talk to them.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to come up and say, hey, great to have you here before. You know, make sure you're doing that kind of thing, because that brings people to access.
We had a quartet from Des Moines competing on stage that half of us don't even know.
Yeah.
I also had a guest that showed up at guest night, the minister in my church. Right now he's expecting his granddaughter and he's got some other things going on. He turned to me on the way home and said, I will become a member of this chorus, but it won't be right away. He was very impressed with the cordiality. He was very impressed with the musicality. And I was pleased because he's a good musician. So maybe, if I may make the suggestion through the president and the board members present, maybe we need to open up the Christmas show to guests to go through a trial period, much like a community theater, where guys come in, they learn the Christmas music, and their crowning achievement is to appear on the show, whether they're a member or not.
And then after sing all the songs,
exactly. And then after the show, just say, "How'd you like to do this all the time?"
We did that
several years ago.
It doesn't mean
it was right or wrong.
No,
it just means maybe it's time to try it again.
The other thing I would say is that the bass Jay, who was here last week, was a founder of the Ankeny Chorale. He sang with the Des Moines Vocal Arts, who sings under the direction of the professor of music director at Simpson College. He wants to come sing with us. He wants to try something different. He left feeling pretty good about how you guys sang. When you have people like that coming in and saying, hey, you guys are singing the way I want to sing, that tells us, yeah, we're doing some things right.
Thank you very
much. So, you know, I think our dobbers ought to be up and not down. I think we had a good week.
I think the last 2 weeks, and I meant to kind of put this, I started to put it in my email, if the last 2 weeks is like an indication of what this course is capable of, our future is very bright. Because I think we've had some very, very good emotional connection to each other the last couple weeks, which has been enjoyable for us.
as well as some really, really hard work intensity as far as the music, which is what drives me. So when you guys give me back what I'm asking, that's exactly what makes me happy and bright and excited. And then all of a sudden, when I'm happy, bright, and excited, who else is? So I'm happy.
Bring a bag of lollipops, will you?
Thank you, guys. Wonderful weekend.
How the game? Who won the game?
Iowa did.
Iowa did win?
Yeah. 14-7.